7805 southbound 33rd at Broadway.
Hey, 7805, I got your request to talk. How can I help?
Well, just mostly to kind of get things right in my head. This new system we're doing, to me, it's a bit confusing. Maybe it's just because I'm so used to the old. But we're having to acknowledge two different messages where we only had one before, correct?
I do believe so. I'm not 100% what it looks like on your end, but I believe you do get a separate northbound and southbound reroute message, correct? Or, you know, I don't know exactly the message or what it is, but you get one for each direction, correct?
Well, I'm going southbound, so it tells me the first message comes up, says detour is the heading, and it says 11th and Madison to Milwaukee Powell. And then I okay that message, and then it goes to the next screen and gives me the turn-by-turn directions of that southbound reroute.
Okay, copy that. Interesting, yeah. I don't know, like I said, I don't know all the details of how it looks.
Okay, so I guess part two of my question is, why? You know the old saying, if it's not broke, don't fix it? The old system seemed to be working, as far as I know. Maybe there's something that I'm not privy to?
Yeah, and, you know, I think there's always good and bad with change, for sure. So I think there is some perks to the system, and there's probably some hiccups with it as well. So my advice to you would just be to fill out an RSA on anything you, any concerns you have on it, because the more information that they have, the better system they can make. And I guess that's kind of the point of the testing it, to see how it works and see how useful it is for operators, how useful it is for dispatchers, if that makes sense.
It does. I've been doing the 70 on the weekends for like 5 years. And so I'm very used to the old messages. And I don't want to say I'm set in my ways, but it worked. And I'm just kind of confused as to why we're changing now, and the new system seems to be much more confusing. Even though it is changed, I get it, but I'm having to acknowledge two prompts, you know, which takes my eyes off the windshield and looks at the screen two times, which is more than the old system.
Yeah, copy that. I certainly can appreciate that and understand that. Like I said, you know, this isn't my call to make, and I'm not, you know, I do think there's good and bad with it, but, I don't have any great answers for you, and I'm sorry about that. I wish I did have better answers. I understand what you're saying, but it's also useful to have that, like, the map changes. That's one of the perks to it, especially for newer operators. The map will change, so they can see the route they're supposed to drive, and, you know, that's supposed to be a good thing, and it'll show on for customers, so, like I said, fill out an RSA, voice your concerns, because maybe they can fix that so it doesn't show so many messages, because that's, I think, a very valid concern.
Okay, yeah, I know. I mean, I know you're just doing, you know, what's handed down to you, but you're the person that, you know, I contact to ask these questions. So, I'll fill out the RSA, because the two prompts is problematic. It can be. But what I did notice, which is I'm going to say praise to, is on the southbound reroute, I'm not off route anymore. It shows me on route. It shows my time and the streets I'm on. So that's a good thing.